This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a person who strives in the path of Allah? Or a person who prays Qiyam every night without rest? Or a person who fasts every day? I know I would. But why? Because we all know the great and unimaginable reward for doing so. But can any of us actually do that? Pray every single night? And fast every single day? No, I don't think any of us can. But all of us, every single person watching this, can get that great reward, inshallah. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "One who lends effort to the widows and the poor is like the one who strives in the way of Allah, or like a person who stands in prayer all night without rest, or like a person who fasts continuously." SubhanAllah. Isn't that amazing? And alhamdulillah, that in our time, Allah has made it so easy. We can do it from the comfort of our own homes. Nowadays, all we have to do is simply click on a link, enter a few numbers, and hit submit. SubhanAllah. All we need to do is spend 1 minute paired with a sincere intention. And by helping our poor, hungry, unsheltered sisters, brothers, children, and orphans, we can, inshallah, attain such a massive reward. There's a story that our mother Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that always amazes me. She said, one day while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was out of the house, a woman came to her and she had two daughters with her. She said, she asked me for something to eat. So I looked into my house, but I couldn't find anything except for a single date. SubhanAllah. Imagine all the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in his house was a date, only one. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, I gave her that date, that one date, and she divided it between her and her daughters. And they ate it, and then they left. She said, SubhanAllah, isn't that amazing that she didn't even eat any of it herself? And so she said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam later came home, and so she told him what happened. And he said to her that that action veiled her from the hellfire. If feeding your own children, which is your fitrah, which is natural for one to have mercy and compassion on their own children, if feeding your own children can save us from hellfire, imagine the reward for feeding someone else's children. SubhanAllah. What's amazing about sadaqah, giving in charity, is that the virtues and the rewards are endless. But I'm only going to share with you two more narrations. Would you like to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, myself and the caretaker of an orphan will be like this in paradise. And the narrator said that he held two fingers together to show the proximity. There's nothing more that we want in this life than to be among those who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we started this Reconnect journey. This entire journey, we've been on a mission to nurture divine love, to gain that special love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my love is assured for those who spend on each other for my sake. So, will you take this opportunity to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this? And will you be from those who Allah loves tonight?